Here we go. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of CASA, the court-appointed special advocates for Hunt County, Lori Cook. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I came across an article. This was out of the Bend, Oregon Bulletin, so not by any means a area newspaper, but CASA's all over the country. Is that?
Yes, it is a national program that started in 1977.
And did not start in Texas, but...
No, Washington State.
I see. Well, so it's native to the Northwest then.
Yes.
So Oregon is very close to where it started. But this was a column in the paper, and I suppose the director of the CASA program there asking for volunteers and went through a long list of things that has been shown that CASA, at least at the national level, is able to do for children.
Yes. You know, it's hard to put measurable outcomes on things. And so there's some things that we know make a difference for these kids. You know, just having that personal relationship with their CASA. But sure, you know, they, you know, get great educational advocacy, medical advocacy.
Some things that the national organization says, a more positive attitude toward the future.
Yes, and I think that just goes right in hand with that relationship with their CASA, who, you know, number one, they want to be there. They've come to CASA to be trained, to become an advocate. And so when you have CPS caseworkers and that's their job and they've got 10, 15 cases to work, they'll have an attorney and they've got the same number of cases to work. But this CASA volunteer will have one case usually, and they can devote a lot of time to really making sure these kids are heard and are valued.
Mm-hmm. Valuing achievement, ability to work with others, ability to work out conflicts, all of those are considered to be results of having a CASA volunteer work with a child.
Yes. You know, it's kind of like being a mentor in a way. I know I had a CASA kid tell me one time that they were just amazed that the CASA volunteer and the foster mom had a little bit of a disagreement about something. And they just talked it out. And the child just couldn't believe that there wasn't a lot of yelling and screaming and you know, yeah, calling each other names.
Yeah, how about that? We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori is the director of CASA in Hunt County. Now, you are you have something this summer happening that you're excited about.
Well, we're really trying to focus on making sure these kids that are in foster care by no fault of their own do have some normalcy. They do get to go to summer camps, amusement parks, festivals, just educational programs of their interest. And so with that, we are able to provide some funds to the foster parents, but also mainly to relative placements, because they don't receive the kind of funding, of course, that licensed foster parents receive for having the kids.
A relative who takes a child.
Correct. So there's been a home study, background check on these relatives, but that could be a grandmother, aunt, somebody like that, that takes in the children, and they're fostering the children, but they're not a licensed foster home.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, they are not eligible for the foster care money.
Do they get any financial assistance at all?
Yes. Last year's legislative session passed that they would receive half of what a licensed foster care parent would get.
But this is additional money to let them go and do something fun during the summertime.
Correct. You know, a lot of times these, you know, summer camps can be expensive. You know, swimming lessons, amusement parks, group outings, those kind of things that are just normal things, mm-hmm, for kids in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be pretty tight when a relative that already has three biological kids takes in a sibling group of three or four, and now they've got seven kids to pay for swimming lessons, mm-hmm, or amusement park or things like that. So we certainly, our CASA volunteers will come into our office and say, hey, we've got some kids that are needing to go do something fun this summer, and we've got the money right now to do that.
And there was an organization in Greenville that helped you out with that this year?
Yes. The Altrusa Club conducted their annual tour of homes in December, and CASA for Hunt County was the benefactor of that. And we received $10,000 from that.
Sizable amount of money.
Oh, we are so grateful.
And do you have other funding for this as well?
Or? We do. Individuals contribute to CASA, yeah, and that's what they want to earmark for those things that are specifically items for the children.
And they, of course, your office is downtown Greenville at the intersection of Lee and Stonewall, but I guess they can contact you on the website and
yes.
so on as well.
But they can even donate on our, we have a donate button on our website, okay. and they can specify it's for Children's Fund.
Good. And you added some, finally, you added some volunteers recently?
Just recently, added three more, and we'll have another training class going in July, so we just keep on adding those volunteers.
How many do you have now?
With the three that were recently sworn in, we're at 67.
Okay. And that's, is that the most you've had before?
Very much. We're right up there with it.
Right.
Yes.
Right near the top of that number then.
Yes.
Okay, good. Lori, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Lori Cope, the director of CASA in Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.